Can I have all the children join me up here? Hi. All right, well, okay, I'm glad to see you all. And today I wanted to talk to you about,
oh. Can you wash this for me?
Yeah, sure, I'll wash this delicious stuff. Whoa, okay. That was weird, wasn't it? Right? Whoa, okay. So, what I wanted to talk to you about was, hey, I'm watching you. All right, well, this stuff looks really good. And, well, I'm supposed to watch it for Christy, but this donut, I'm going to take a small bite, okay? Okay, that's really good. Good choice. Let's see. And, you know, I'm going to drink some of the soda, too. Okay, don't tell her, okay? All right, well, okay, you know what? This is really good. I'm going to drink some more. I didn't want to do this, but I couldn't help myself. It looks so good. And I wonder when Christy will be coming back. Oh.
No, why would you do that? Don't do that.
Eat and drink.
Cam, I told you to watch it, not eat it.
I am so sorry. It just looks so good.
She was watching it. She was watching it in her stomach.
But guys, I messed up, didn't I? I wasn't supposed to eat or drink any of that, but I couldn't help myself, and I feel really bad. Have you guys ever done something you weren't supposed to do?
No.
Yeah. You're truthful. I like you. We all have, haven't we? We don't want to get into a fight, but someone provokes us. Or we don't want to steal, but it was there and no one was looking. And we don't want to be mean, but sometimes people make us mad or calls us a bad name and we call them a bad name back. We don't want to do things sometimes, but we do them. The Bible calls this sin. Sin is the bad things we do. And the Bible also says that when we do something wrong, God will forgive us. He promises this because we love his Son, Jesus Christ. Why don't we pray? Thank you, God, for giving us forgiveness through Jesus Christ when we do things that we shouldn't do. Amen. All right, you guys, there is no children's church, so you can go sit with your families. And I guess you can have a snack, too. That's great. Oh, thank you. I like you, too. All right. And I think it's time for praise band practice.
Okay, I think it's time to get this practice started.
I gotta go.
What? You've missed the last few practices. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just gotta go.
Hey, how am I supposed to teach you the chords if you're never here?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I just don't belong to you.
What do you mean?
Never mind. I guess I'll stay.
So, like, me and Lexi were in science class, right? And she was, like, talking with her other friends, which that doesn't bug me. But I overheard what they were saying, and, like, she was talking about me. Like, how am I supposed to be her friend when she's talking about me behind my back?
What's up, guys? I heard you were talking about Lexi. You know, it's not right to gossip about somebody when they're not here to defend themselves.
I know, but she's being a total plastic.
A plastic?
You know, she's spreading rumors and
lies. Yeah, she's been pushing us away with her lies.
Okay, thanks. I'll go talk to her. Hey, Lexi, what are you doing over here by yourself?
I don't know. My friends really like me.
Okay, well, we've been here for 30 minutes now. We haven't sung a single note. Let's get this started.
Mark doesn't even know what a note is.
Very funny. Let's get going.
Hold on.
Come on.
You make my morning.
When days are cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the ones we hail are the worst of all, and the bloods run stale, I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you, but with the beast inside, there's nowhere we can hide. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come, this is my kingdom come. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes. It's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. Don't get too close, it's dark inside. It's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. Curtain's call is the last of all. When the lights fade out, all the sinners crawl. So they dug your grave in the masquerade. Well, them calling out in the mess you've made. Don't wanna let you down, but I am hellbound. Though this is all for you, don't wanna hide the truth. No matter what we breathe, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come, this is my kingdom come. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes. It's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. Don't get too close, it's dark inside. It's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. They say it's what you make, I say it's up to fate. It's woven in my soul, I need to let you go. Your eyes, they shine so bright, I wanna save that light. I can't escape this now, unless you show me how. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes. It's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. Don't get too close, it's dark inside. It's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide.
Woo.
Okay, that kind of relates to my life right now.
Do you want to talk about it?
Sure. I've been kind of pushing my friends away and being mean to them.
Why do you think you're doing that?
Well, I thought people would like me, but now I miss my old friends. I want my life to be like it was before, but I don't know how.
I know how you feel, Lexi. I've been hanging around the wrong crowd. That text I got earlier, it was from one of my other friends.
What was it about?
He wanted me to come to a party. I have a problem and I just really need help.
You're right, you need help. You're spending all your money on drugs. I feel like you don't care about us. I don't think we can be together anymore.
What? Whatever.
You know, this reminds me of something that Paul says at the end of Romans 7 about the law and sin. Sophia, can you get that Bible and read it for us? Verses 14 to 20.
So the trouble is not with the law, for it is a spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself, for what I do is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know what I am doing is wrong, then this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I am not the one doing wrong. It is the sin living in me that does it. And I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I'm really the one doing wrong. It is the sin living in me that does it.
You guys say you don't want to do this anymore, right? So you understand that as Paul says, the law is good. I want you guys to know that Paul also says that it is not your sinful nature or it is not you, but your sinful nature that causes you to lose the battle with sin.
Yeah, don't feel bad. We've all sinned and fallen short. That's in the Bible.
You know, this next song we're practicing might help with what you're talking about.
Okay, well, let's give it a try and see. Andy, Christy, are you ready to go? You guys ready?
Sigh.
My life has led me down the path that's so uncertain. And now I am left alone and I am broken. Trying to find my way. Trying to find the faith that's gone this time. I know that you are holding all the answers. I'm tired of losing hope and taking chances on roads that never seem to be the ones that bring me home. Give me a revelation, show me what to do. 'Cause I've been trying to find my way, I haven't got a clue. Tell me, should I stay here, or do I need to move? Give me a revelation, I've got nothing without you. I've got nothing without you. Ever winding through every twist and turn, I'm always finding that I am lost again. Tell me when this road will ever end. Give me a revelation, show me what to do. 'Cause I've been trying to find my way, I haven't got a clue. Should I stay here? Do I need to move? Give me a revelation. I've got nothing without you. I've got nothing without. I don't know where I can turn. Tell me, when will I learn? Won't you show me where I need to go? Oh, oh, let me follow your lead. I know that it's the only. Should I stay here, or do I need to move? Give me a revelation, I've got nothing without you.
I discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that this is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am, who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death. Thank God, the answer is Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to sin.
So like Paul says, we're all miserable without Jesus. He's the answer to conquering sin. Have you ever really accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
I guess not.
Me neither.
You know, most people stop at the end of chapter 7. But you really need to go on to the beginning of chapter 8 to get the rest of the story. Sophia, would you please read verses 1 through 6?
So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Jesus Christ. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own Son in a body like the other bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would not be fully satisfied for us, who would no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace.
Hey guys, I think I get it. If we try to live under the law, we'll never be able to conquer sin. We need to live under the Spirit through faith in Christ if we're going to be able to win the battle against sin.
I want to live under the Spirit.
Why?
We can pray for the Holy Spirit. In Luke 11, Jesus said the Heavenly Father gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask him.
Yes, and if you truly accept Christ and live by the Spirit, just like 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You can be a new creation for the new year.
Let's do it.
I feel so touched.
Heavenly Father, as the new year comes, I just pray that you give us the guidance to for the Holy Spirit to lead us in. For us to live our lives through faith in Christ. Lord, I just pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, guys, you ask God for your help, but you still need to do your part too, like coming to church, going to youth group, and praise band. Oh. and asking for help when you're struggling.
Yep, I get it. You have to be around godly people if you want to win.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Oh, yeah. Can we sing the last song, please, so that I can go home? Because there's three problems this weekend.
No.
Okay. Well, you know what? Guys, guess what the next song is? Jesus Saves. Yep, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Is here, shout the news to everyone. It's a new day, peace has come. Jesus saves, mercy triumphs at the cross. Love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves. Hope is here, what a joyful noise we'll make. As we join with heaven's song, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Free at last, every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade. Jesus saves. Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the darkest night. Jesus saves. Free at last, what a joyful noise we'll make. As we join with heaven's song, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. You say your Father's heart to us. You rose to raise us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. We'll sing it out, we shout till the whole world knows His name. Sing it out and shout, for we will know that Jesus saves.
Please stand for the benediction. It comes from Romans 15, verse 13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Please join us in singing Amazing Grace, page 107 in your hymnals.